Well, the fallout continues from the Epstein files. On Saturday, the Justice Department sent a letter to Congress that included a list of names of, quote, politically exposed persons mentioned in the files of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Our justice correspondent Ali Rogan has been digging into all of this and joins us now. So, Ali, let's start with that letter from the Justice Department. It contains hundreds of names, very little context. Why did the DOJ release this now?
So this letter was intended as a communication to Congress saying that they have released all the documents that are relevant to the Epstein Files Transparency Act, which required the release of these documents. Of course, we also know that there are another 2.5 million documents that are remaining secret. The law also required the DOJ to release this list of all government officials and politically exposed persons named or referenced in the files. The DOJ says that's why they released this list, which contains about 280 names. But neither the Epstein law nor the DOJ defined what politically exposed actually means. So there are a number of disparate names here with, as you said, very little context. It includes people that Epstein was never known to have met, including Princess Diana, Janis Joplin, Elvis Presley. The DOJ did note that might be because some people ended up in the files because they were part of press clippings that simply made their way into emails.
Well, a number of lawmakers have been calling for more transparency from the Justice Department. What's their response to this?
We heard over the weekend from both Congressman Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie, who have been leading the charge for more information. In a post on X, Khanna said the DOJ was once again purposefully muddying the waters with this list that they've provided. And he called for three actions: release the full files, stop protecting predators, redact only the survivors' names. And Massie said the DOJ still has to produce internal documents explaining their decision-making over declining to investigate or prosecute certain individuals. So, Amna, this seems far from over.
Meanwhile, we know the fallout from this has spread overseas. There's been a number of people who faced backlash in Europe as the Epstein files have been released. The reaction here in the U.S. has been more muted, though. What do we know about that?
In Europe, there does seem to be an Epstein domino effect. In the U.K., we've seen Prime Minister Keir Starmer lose an ambassador and two top aides because of their connections to Epstein. The former Prince Andrew is also under police investigations. Royals and politicians in Sweden, Norway, France, Slovakia, all coming under fire. So it does seem that while inclusion in the files is not an indication of any wrongdoing, the court of public opinion in Europe has clearly been thoroughly rendered its judgment. Here in the U.S., though, the backlash, as you said, has been quieter, and the departures and resignations have come from lower-profile people. Mm-hmm. Talent executive Casey Wasserman announced he would be selling his firm due to his connections with Ghislaine Maxwell. Obama-era White House counsel Kathy Rumler stepped down from her role as chief legal officer for Goldman Sachs following the release of her emails with Epstein. And chairman of Hyatt Hotels, Tom Pritzker, said he deeply regrets his association with Epstein and Maxwell and that he is stepping down from his post immediately. But, Amna, there are many other high-profile political figures who are going about their business, including former Trump advisor and MAGA star Steve Bannon and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick.
It's our justice correspondent, Ali Rogan. Great reporting. Thank you.
You bet.